when the article of impeachment heads over to the United States Senate. Senator Tillis, how will you vote and why?
Well, number one, we're kind of curious to see when the articles of impeachment are even going to come across. If you look back to last year's impeachment, this has become an annual process for Speaker Pelosi. She sat on the articles of impeachment for nearly 5 weeks. She said that it was urgent, that they needed to come forth and do impeachment again. They waited a week after the event to actually come together. They debate it for 4 hours on the floor, and they're sending it to the Senate. If you take a look at how impeachment has occurred historically, and most people probably recognize that impeachment is not only for the position of president, there have been judges and others who have been subject to impeachment. It's a thoughtful process that involves trials, hearings, representation of counsel. Now what we have coming to us, or we assume is going to come to us, is an article of impeachment that I've not read the article yet, that basically culminated in 4 hours of debate on the House floor with no due process, no due diligence. So we're going to wait and see what Speaker Pelosi, if Speaker Pelosi sends something forth. There's a lot of questions that I'm still getting legal advice on about even the appropriateness of impeaching someone after they're out of office. And I assume that that's going to play out over the coming weeks. But right now, Pelosi has ball control, and we're waiting to see exactly what they send us and what kind of posture we're going to be in the U.S. Senate.
Do you think there's a possibility that she would not send that over to the Senate?
Well, you know, with Speaker Pelosi, you never know. I mean, there's nothing that would prevent them from invoking another impeachment process and go through what they have historically done. They didn't hold up. There were a variety of reasons why I voted against impeachment last year. First among them was that they didn't allow the president legal counsel. They didn't really call witnesses. They didn't allow the minority to play an active part in the impeachment process. And now we have one where the impeachment was combined to the House chamber in about 4 hours of debate. So I'm waiting to see, you know, I hear Speaker Pelosi say that she wants to work to bring the country together, but her actions to this point makes me feel like maybe her motive is to continue to keep us divided.
So did I understand you correctly that you have requested some legal advice about issues related to impeachment?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have to look at this is unique in that we're going to potentially be taking up impeachment after the sitting president has left office. There are other discussions about whether or not there could be a vote. I heard Chuck Schumer yesterday say that if the president was impeached, then with a simple majority, they could also, a simple majority, not the 67 votes required for removal, which is really inconsequential since the president will already be out of office. But then a second step with a simple majority to prohibit the president from seeking office again. So I've got to wrap my head around that. I think if you've looked at some of the constitutional experts either end of the political spectrum, they're going through their own debates. I'm taking all that in now, and I'm prepared to go back up to Washington and listen to the arguments. But I have to say that I'm very, let's say, suspect in Speaker Pelosi's motivations to this point.
What do you think the motivations are?
Well, you know, Speaker Pelosi is not proven to be a very, I don't think she's proven to be a big consensus builder. She has admitted, for example, that the stimulus bill she ended up holding largely for political reasons. When I voted on the floor to do a follow-up to the CARES Act to provide Paycheck Protection Program funding, health care funding, an extension of unemployment benefits, she has now, subsequent to the election, said that that was largely held up for political reasons. How on earth, when you have businesses suffering, people needing unemployment benefits, we needed more money to accelerate Project Warp Speed, vaccine approval and vaccine distribution, how on earth can anyone who's really concerned with the well-being of American people hold it up for political reasons?